Since the COVID pandemic, a lot of lessons were learned. And firstly, those temporary easement rules and quick routes to place products onto the market have been stopped, leading to market surveillance authorities scrutinizing respiratory products a great deal more. One example is that ear-loop masks are now not recommended for certification against the PPE regulation, and certainly not allowed by the Health and Safety Executive in the UK and in many EU countries, including Switzerland, Germany, or France. And this is because the ear-loop masks don't offer adequate fit. And with poor fit, then it comes inadequate protection and risks of exposure to harmful substances. And second trend I wanted to bring up today in the conversation is what I think a lot of manufacturers of medical masks have discovered, is the fact that trying to offer a protective product for sale in different continents and markets is not an easy task. It takes a lot of effort and resources to understand the different routes of compliance, depending on where you are geographically. And there are different market access requirements when comparing Europe, Australia, UAE, or North America. And also with the UK, setting up the UKCA scheme after exiting the European Union, and the UAE setting up a new MOIA certification rules. So overall, from my experience, a product launch in multiple markets has become even more complex.